You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Brian McTaggart of MLB.com, who's covered the Houston Astros. It's kind of an interesting season for the Astros, and a season where you can sort of see the next wave coming. But first, let's talk about the best news of all for the Astros, the most exciting player, Jose Altuve. It looks like he's going to be the first Astro to ever win a batting title, a remarkable year leading the American League in hits and stolen bases and batting average. And Brian McTaggart's got a great story coming out on MLB.com, on Astros.com, where he talked to hitting coach Don Mally about his work with Altuve. Brian, just talk about this incredible Jose Altuve.
Well, yeah, you know, it's, you know, this is not a fluke that this is happening. I mean, Jose Altuve put in a lot of work to get to where he is. I mean, he was a pretty good player before, even though most people outside Houston probably didn't know much about him other than he was short. But he put in a lot of work, and he came to spring training, and he and John Mally, the hitting coach, who's maybe the hardest working hitting coach in baseball, they sat down, and Mally said, "What do we want to do? What do you want to improve on?" And first of all, Altuve had already done a lot of work in Venezuela, getting himself in great shape. He came to camp 10 pounds slimmer, and, you know, he was the old best shape of his life, but it was true in his case. But they set out with some goals, and one of them was to make the All-Star team. One of them was to win a batting title. They actually talked about that early in the year. He thought he had it in him to win a batting title. Now, they were going to have to do things to get there, and so they overhauled his swing mechanics so he could handle off-speed pitches better. They had a little knee tuck, so he stayed in motion and wasn't striding too early. And he was out in front of a lot of off-speed stuff, but this helped him keep his stride, so he wouldn't have a big leg kick as he used to. He was able to time pitches better, and he stayed in motion. And his batting average and balls in play went up. His OPS is up. Just a phenomenal amount of work behind the scenes, and this was a day-to-day thing, and it still continues today. They still look at video of pitchers. Jose Altuve, they study every pitcher. How did he pitch me? How did he get me out? He got me out here. Well, he's not going to do that again. We're going to make adjustments. And just really a phenomenal story for Jose Altuve. He's put in a lot of work to get to where he is.
You know, and he's a short guy. He's got a very friendly demeanor. I take it his teammates really love the guy, and he's a fan favorite. But there's obviously a really tough core to this kid that he believes in himself. Because, you know, he's had a lot of people telling him, "Hey, you ain't good enough." You know, I mean, there were teams that just said, "Hey, we're not signing a guy 5'5". We don't care what your skills are." There obviously is a toughness to this guy and a confidence that he believes he can do all these things, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And you know, you touched on it. He's just, because of his size, everyone's kind of doubted him all along. Even when the Astros were considering signing him, they talked about the little guy. Well, they were looking at some other players, and then one of the scouts said, "Well, what about the little guy?" And one or two scouts stood up for him and said, "You know what? This guy can hit. He can run. Let's give him a shot." And they invited him to camp in Venezuela, and the rest is history. But he's become the face of the franchise, literally. I mean, his banner is hanging from the side of Minute Maid Park, and that's important. I mean, that there's a lot of weight that comes with that. And I don't think Altuve takes that lightly. Yeah, he's very friendly, and he's always smiling. He's loving every minute of this. But he understands the importance of what he's doing, not only for him and the Astros, but for his country. I mean, he's a superstar in Venezuela. He's got more hits in the season than any Venezuelan player, and he really wears that on his sleeve as well. So he takes nothing lightly about what he's doing this year.
Brian, the Astros would like, Jim Crane said he'd like to win 81 games next year. I think what he said is he'd like to contend. But let's start with it, getting to 500. Can you go through maybe one, two, or three moves Jeff Luhnow could realistically make and to help him get to that goal? No, but apart from the farm system, just what does he need to do? What do you think's his shopping list?
Yeah, well, before I give you that, I mean, number one, if George Springer's healthy, that'll take them a long way to being there. But as far as the moves he needs to make, number one is going to be the bullpen. And he tried to do that last year, and it was just a bust because Jesse Crane and Matt Albers just couldn't get on the field. Crane all year, and Albers only pitched in 8 games. Chad Qualls did okay, but struggled at times as closer. But the bullpen, the money they spent and they had constructed just didn't work out. And they're going to have to address that once again. I think that's going to be their biggest
their biggest thing. Maybe not signing the 34-year-old veterans, but maybe guys in the prime of their career. So they're going to have to spend some money. I think number two is really adding an impact bat in the outfield, maybe a corner outfield spot, play alongside Fowler if he comes back, and George Springer. They need somebody with a little thump in that lineup instead of to go with Springer and Chris Carter. They need one more thumper in that lineup. So I think that's number two. And I think number three, they're going to have to address the corner infield. They had the lowest production in the major leagues from the corner infielders at first and third. Jonathan Singleton's really struggled. You know, they're not giving up on him, but they need to have an alternative they can put in there. Matt Dominguez regressed this year. What are they going to do with him? So I think those are the three moves that he's going to have to do in the offseason to improve the club.
Well, do you think these last 100 games or whatever it's been have changed their assessment of what John Singleton can be in the big league?
You know, if they have, they're not saying. I mean, I can't imagine that they can't have some concerns at this point. And, you know, Tom Lawless, the interim manager, has been pretty candid in his playing time for Singleton and what he saw. I mean, in the game on Tuesday night in Arlington, Singleton strikes out his first two at-bats, and then with a key spot coming up, they pinch hit for him. And after the game, Wallace said, "We just couldn't afford to have him go out there and strike out. We have to get somebody in there." So, you know, I think there is probably a growing level of concern. That being said, you know, he's still got less than 330 at-bats in the major leagues, and they have a lot of money invested in him, so they're going to give him a shot. And, you know, we talked earlier about John Mailey. He works some magic with Chris Carter, works some magic with Altuve, and Singleton might be his biggest assignment yet.
But on a positive side, it would seem with Keuchel, with McHugh, with what they saw of Springer, it has been a step forward for the organization as a whole this season. But I guess it's a reminder of how much there still is to do, right?
Yeah, and you can argue they won 51 games last year. You know, there was nowhere to go but up. But the fact is they're going to end around 70, 71 wins, which is, you know, no matter how you slice it, that's, you know, you improved by 20 games. You did some things right. I think you mentioned the rotation. I think that's probably the biggest reason for optimism right now, because you have a pretty solid 1-2-3. Feldman has quietly had maybe the best season of his career, and if he wouldn't have gotten hurt, probably would be the best season of his career. And then McHugh, if he would have had 8 more innings, would be in the top 5 or 6 in ERA. Dallas Keuchel's in the top 10 in ERA. He had a great season. So, and then you have options for the other two rotation spots. Just, they got tons of young arms coming up. Fulton Evans is going to be given a shot to win it after pitching in relief. So that's one area I don't think they really need to touch in the offseason, believe it or not, is starting pitching. And we all know it kind of starts and ends on the mound.
All right. It'll be an interesting offseason. Appreciate your time, Brian. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.